Oh, it was awful.
Anyway.
It wasn't... Yeah, and that's the other part, too, is it wasn't so loud that, yeah, it was, like, killing everyone. It was quiet enough to where if... I guess if you're, you know, maybe if your hearing is not as good like old people. Why am I hating old people today? I'm very anti-old people. Old people can be a pain in the ass.
What's your feeling when you're talking about old people? How does it feel in your body?
I feel like I don't want any old people around.
Really?
I'm going to kill
What's
them.
The feeling?
No, I just think about...
When I say old people, what's the feeling like you're feeling?
The candy unwrapping. There is no way to unwrap candy. Even the softer, like, cough drop ones that are designed to not be as crinkly, they still make noise.
I know.
They still... And remember that one time we went, and, through the whole thing, and she was, of course, someone I'm not sure should be eating a ton of candy, but she was unwrapping candy the entire fucking time.
That was the couple who was kind of overweight to have like a picnic lunch or picnic dinner in plastic bags.
I'm overweight, so I don't care if people are overweight. I just care about don't unwrap fucking plastic, crunchy plastic sounds while I'm at the fucking opera. Or unwrap it first.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Oh, it was awful.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1373 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of May! Mayday, mayday! 2013, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me! Show. Y'all, Big Fatty may just have to blow it out. Big Fatty! Hello, flowerers. Big Fatty, we know what that means because you told us yesterday. Hi, every day. Every day, Big. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's the first day of the month. Shalom alakay. And, y'all, I tell you, I sit here in the studio on this May the 1st, this Mayday, Mayday, and y'all, I'm sending out a Mayday, I think. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, I just feel beaten about the head and shoulders. And, y'all, I'll get more into it in a few minutes. But y'all, as you cannot believe, we are in the fifth month of the year, and y'all, you know, old people talk about that and their bowel movements. By the way, y'all, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about yours. at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, I specifically chose the boys over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, because, y'all, they were talking about old people. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There's one thing to respect your elders. Oh, y'all, that is beef roast and some broccoli. Big Fatty, is that what it is? It's blowing it out? Yes. But, y'all, you know... Dr. Stone, Dr. E. Pluribus Stone, put out a tweet today saying, why do all the old people get the good deals and all those good deals are wasted on those old prunes? And, y'all, there's a lot of truth to that. But Big Fatty talks about getting the coupon and all that every now and then. And, y'all, quite frankly, I'm pleased to get it. I mean, you know, I guess it's a rite of passage or whatever. But, y'all, to demand and be entitled just because you're old or be entitled that you're the only one that's right... Just because you're old, y'all, that doesn't hack it. And, y'all, I'm walking a slippery slope here because Big Fatty's been accused of being like that. And, y'all, there are times that I agree that I speak my mind and I normally take the opposing view or speak the opposing side of things, rather than just nod my head and agree. Because, y'all, if I don't agree, I'm, you know, as I've said before, you don't ask my opinion if you don't want it. And if you don't want it, then don't ask it. You know, that's fine. But, and y'all, I think, and y'all, this is, by all means, this is, I want to make this very clear that, you know, the Vons, is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Next Tuesday, and this has nothing to do with her. I'm not talking shit about her, cause, you know, she's 3 months older than Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I think the older you get, and I'm seeing this with the hats, the more you cling to your past, cause that's basically what you got. And it's just like with the hats moving, you know, they're having to go through and things that have meant something to them or that they have treasured or they have collected over the years, y'all, it now becomes junk. Or I shouldn't say junk, it just becomes stuff they've got to deal with. And because some of it, you know, a lot of it probably is junk, but some of it are sentimental things that, you know, you just can't take it with you. And y'all, that's, you know, it's tough, I'm sure. But y'all, please, people, remind me of this, because I don't want to become this person. But, you know, don't become that person that... you will listen to me, and my opinion is the only one that counts. Because, y'all, it ain't that... And, you know, I need to be reminded from time to time. But, y'all, it we all do. It's not just a Big Fatty thing. And, y'all, I guarantee, as the rest of you get older, it's going to be a struggle for you, too. So just try to keep it in mind and all that. Now, y'all, moving on to other things, because I know you don't want to hear Big Fatty just... Not on about being old, Big Freddy. We sure don't. But y'all, speaking of getting old. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now the assistant, I've not heard from the assistant this week, so y'all, if I miss a celebration of exiting the birth canal, please forgive me. So, anyway, if assistant and all of those out there that help Big Fatty with the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I need all the help I can. Yes, you do, Big Fatty. But, anyway, y'all, today, Mayday! Y'all, the 1st of May, y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we heard last week about one of them, y'all. It is that guy out there in the Denvers, and I understand that he's going to be riding around town looking for people to give him a spanking, Big Fatty. And, guy, I hope you have a mile-high celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, our other celebration today is the one and only. Y'all, you know her well from the Pride 48. Y'all, it's that Donna Sugars. It's Donna Sugars. You know, she's about 8 feet tall. Y'all, you know, she does the pink carpet with Big Fatty during the Las Vegas event. But, y'all, it is Donna Sugar's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, with Donna being that big and gone in the Mile High City, do you think there'll be a really tall cake? Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm gonna read some things in the old mailbag. Y'all, speaking of old people, my mother sent me one today that I thought was pretty good. Things I've learned living in the South. A possum, and by the way, Hat M, you enjoy this now. A possum is a flat animal that sleeps in the middle of the road. There are 5,000 types of snakes and 4,998 of them live in the South. Yes, Big Fatty. There are about 10,000 types of spiders and all 10,000 of them live in the South, plus a couple of no one's ever seen before. If it grows, it'll stick ya. If it crawls, it'll bite ya. Very vulgar. Once and twice, once-d, with a D, and twice-d are words. It is not a shopping cart. What is it? Those of you that live in the South and you don't get a shopping cart, what do you get? You get a buggy. Yes, Big Fatty. J-A-W-L-P. Jaw P means, did you all go to the bathroom? Big Fatty Vulgar. People actually grow, eat, and like okra. Big Fatty, I just love fried okra. Fixin' to... F-I-X-I-N-T-O. Yo, this sounds like I'm quoting a transcript from the Gay Country Boy. Yes, my buddy. Fixin' to is one word. It means I'm going to do that. There is no such thing as lunch. There's only dinner, and then there's supper. Now, y'all, I don't call lunch dinner, but I do call dinner supper. Big Freddy. Iced tea is appropriate for all meals, and you start drinking it when you're two. We do like a little tea with our sugar. It is referred to as the wine of the South. Y'all, is a liquid gold is what we call it here. Backwards and forwards means I know everything about you. Y'all, that's what old people are. They know you backwards and forwards. Big Fatty. The word jeet, J-E-E-T, is actually a question, meaning, did you eat? Big Fatty, jeet. Big Fatty, we know you ate your farting. You don't have to wear a watch because it doesn't matter what time it is. You work till you're done or until it's too dark to see. Yes, Big Fatty. You don't push buttons. You mash them or you poke them. You poke them, too. Y'all is singular. All y'all is plural. Big Fatty. All the festivals across the state are named after a fruit, a vegetable, a grain, an insect, or an animal. Y'all, that reminds me, the Nip, who lives out there in the San Francisco, so nice to name you Christ. Y'all, the old hometown he's from, y'all, they had the Cuda Festival. Big Fetters Volga! Who knows, maybe Miss Beaver will be going to that this year. Miss Beaver loves a Cuda. You carry jumper cables in your car for your own car, not to help anybody else. You gotta have to get a jump. You only own 5 spices in the South. Can you name them? Well, of course, it's salt and pepper and mustard and ketchup and Tabasco. Yes, Big Fatty. The local papers cover national and international news on one page but require 6 pages for local high school sports, the motor sports, and the gossip. Yes, Big Fatty. Everyone you meet is a honey, a sugar, a miss first name, or a mister first name. So that'd be honey or sugar or Miss Vonzie, Big Freddy, or Mr. Myron. Yes, Mr. Myron. You think that the first day of deer season is a national holiday, Big Freddy. Well, you know what a hissy fit is. Big Freddy, you had one earlier in the little show. Fried catfish is the other white meat. Now, I know Moose P agrees with that. Big Fatty doesn't care for the fried catfish. We don't need no dang driver's ed. If our mama says we can drive, then we can drive. Now, you understand these jokes, and you forward them on to your Southern friends and those who just wish they were from the South. That one, y'all, that one's pretty good. I know the folks that live in the South enjoyed that. And so I was speaking to folks that live in the South. Y'all, I got a... Got an e-letter from Termly Single Tim and the baby's arm, and it says, I saw this and I knew that you needed to read it on the little show. And he says, I hope Hattie M enjoys this. After nearly 50 years of marriage, y'all more old people. After nearly 50 years of marriage, a couple was lying in bed one evening when the wife felt her husband begin to massage her in ways he hadn't in quite some time. It almost tickled as his fingers started at her neck and then began moving down past the small of her back. Then he left her inner arm working down. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Then he caressed her shoulders and neck, slowly working his hand down, stopping just over her stomach. Then he proceeded to place his hand on her left inner arm, working down her side, passing gently over her buttocks and down her other leg to her calf. Then he proceeded up the other thigh, stopping just at the uppermost portion of her leg. He continued in the same manner on her right side and then suddenly stopped, rolled over, and became silent. As she had become quite aroused by his caressing, she asked in a loving voice, Honey, that was wonderful. Why did you stop? To which he responded, I found the remote. Be ready, that's a good. And I know that had him enjoy that. I'm predicting it. I'm predicting it. That had him enjoyed that. Y'all, I'm just looking for another one here real quick. I don't really see. Well, here's one. No, I don't think I got time for that one either. Big Fatty, here's a little short one. G'day, mate. This is for the little Aussie battler. Foster's helpline. What's the problem, dude? Well, I'm in Australia with the girlfriend, and she's been stung on the menge by a hornet, and now her vagina has completely closed up. Bummer, dude. I will. Thanks, mate. Bye. Big Freddy, that one is just vulgar, but I guarantee you that straight Bob will be buying some hornets. Big Fatty, just let the music play, please. Yeah, Gus. Now, y'all, I have it on good authority from Miss Bacon that she's going to wait till after midnight on the 30th. She was going to wait till after midnight to before she started putting the comments. The names of the people that commented over at the BFO during the little contest over there in her May basket. Now, y'all, I don't know exactly. Don't know exactly when she's going to draw, and I don't know exactly. Oh, dear, Gussie, I don't know exactly what the cash prize would be. Big Freddy, I thought it was $1,000. Well, I don't know. But anyway, But anyway, y'all, once she draws, I'm sure she'll call in and tell us who's the big winner of the big May Basket cash prize. And anyway, y'all, I hope you have a great hump day. Y'all, I have to say that between the beginning of today's little show and the ending, Big Fatty feels a 1,000 times better. So y'all, maybe it helped everybody out. JR, what did you think of today's little show?
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's a piece of cellophane wrap candy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.